There will be a series of public meetings in relation to the proposed plans for a huge sewage plant in the Clonshock area. Joe Jones from the Reclaim Fingal Alliance Action Group is on the line, and he's going to tell us a little bit about these meetings and a little bit about the story behind why we should be opposing such a plant in the area. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Sabine. How are you?
I'm absolutely not too bad. So, of course, this is your own family farm that is being directly affected. So, of course, it's going to be a very personal issue for yourself.
Yeah, it is, Sabine. Yeah, we farm a 120-acre vegetable farm here in Duseyside, Beatles at Hell here, not in Dublin. And, they're Fingal County Council planning to take 35 acres of the farm and then run a pipeline across what's left. So, as regards the business here, it will be detrimental now to our farm.
And having such a site, I mean, if this site was to actually to be constructed beside this vegetable farm, I assume that would have a huge impact on the food that's being actually produced there.
They say no, but it's more so just the business that we run, how we run our business. But we just simply couldn't survive it. It was about 35 acres. They could give another 35 acres to the far side of the county, but that's no use. So I can't. The cost of shipping machinery and that of cost, it wouldn't be cost effective. But the main problem with this plant is the size of it. I mean, it's absolutely massive. It's over, in total, nearly 50 acres, which is huge, like three times the size of Crow Park. So, I don't know if the plant size is totally necessary because, you know, even all your eggs in the one basket, there is an accident in the plant, and they have to pump raw sewage out into across Baldoyle Estuary and out 6 kilometres off the coast there at Ireland's Eye. I mean, you don't need to a genius to know what will happen there. Just destroy the beaches for kilometres up and down the coast. It's a very, very high risk project. I don't believe it's necessary. I don't think they've looked at the possibilities in enough detail of building smaller sewage treatment plants closer to where the sewage is produced, you know. So, from all angles, I think the project is a ludicrous project.
Absolutely, and of course, the you were telling me just before we came on air like your own personal story about how your own family, there was no real consultation on this. This was just kind of, this is going to happen on your land. Can you tell us a little bit about how this kind of started? It was how long ago did this start?
Well, about 5 years ago, Fingal County Council selected about, I'm not, I can't remember exactly, but 16 or 17 sites all around North County Dublin, and ours won them. Then they narrowed it down 2 years ago to 3 sites. And ours is one of them. And there was one in Ansbrook in Lusk and one out near Ballybaco. And then in June last year, they narrowed it down to one and they'd selected our site. So all along, we were informed about it. But it's basically, there was very little discussion of what would happen and how it would happen until they narrowed it down to one. And basically, they'd just come in and CPO the farm and take it, and that's how they do it.
And of course, CPOing is it's very much they just take it from you.
They take it from you and give you a market value price for what it is, and it's agricultural land, so it's but they wouldn't be taking it for agriculture; they're taking it to obviously build a sewage plant. So that's just the power of CPO. They can just do what they like.
It's absolutely phenomenal. I have never been in any way familiar with anything of that nature. So it's all very much news to me. And I mean, it seems insane that, you know, if you don't want to sell something, how can somebody then just force you to sell it?
Yeah, look, CPO has it.
Yeah,
has its uses. I mean, if you're trying to run a motor across the country, that's how they do it. They'll CPO the land and go in and build the thing, you know. So it's a very powerful tool, but this is considered a necessary infrastructure project, so they have the right to CPO. And that's something I can't fight. That's just once they CPO, and that's the battle's over at that stage.
And Joe, I mean, I personally now I have seen quite a number of households, particularly around the Clonshock area, which would be probably the closest residential, densely populated area to the site itself. A lot of houses do have signs up on their windows saying no to the giant sewage plant, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, support kind of in the local community is quite strong, I imagine.
Oh, it's massive. Like, the local community really knew nothing about it until June, July last year. And Fingal County Council, they didn't do a great job in informing people. they had consultation meetings, and they're going to have two now again in I think it's the 20th and 21st of this month.
It's the 21st and the 22nd. The 21st will be taking place right here, actually, in the Northside Civic Centre from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the following day, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Baldoyle Library. So for anybody that's interested in going, because I imagine, will this be a kind of an information evening about it, or will it be an opportunity for people to show their opposition or perhaps ask questions? Is that what the evenings are about?
Very much both. Like, it's very important for people to go in and inform themselves what is happening. There's no point in waiting to see bulldozers in my farm and people say, oh, what's going on there? You need to know now what's happening and object to it if you feel like you're against it, you know. It's very important for people to go to these meetings and to ask the hard questions, to tackle them, the team, the Fine Gael County Council's team, and, you know, find out exactly what's going on here on your doorstep, you know, because there's no point when this thing starts going wrong or some problems with it and it's slightly northwest wind that's blowing the smell, but right over Clonchock, Darndale, Riverside, that whole massively densely populated area. It's too late then. Now's the time for people to go and find out what's going on and to put in their objections against it and find actual details from these people, what they are doing on their doorstep.
Is there any place where people could go to get information about the actual the project before they go to these meetings?
Yeah, the project's called the Dublin Greater Drainage Scheme, and it's under Fine Gael County Council's website. So, I mean, all the information is there as to what they're doing and the phases they've gone through of the process. All the information is there for people.
Just looking online here, there's a link to greaterdublindrainage.com. So I assume if you follow the information there, you can find out quite a bit about it. Now, I mean, you mentioned that the areas that this is actually going to be quite close to, like Clonchock, Belcamp, Darndale, Riverside, I mean, they're hugely, hugely populated areas. Do you think that there are a lot of people that are still unaware that this is happening?
There's a lot of people know about it now after the last phase of meetings with public consultations that they had down in Swords of July last year. There's more information. Resident associations came on board and they informed their locals very well, I have to say. And I think there was something like 13,500 submissions put in against, and most of them would have come from this local area within reason, from Portmarnock right back to Clonchock here. The word has got out now. People are starting to know about it, but things have got a bit quiet, I suppose, on it. And now it's time these consultation meetings come up for people to just find out exactly what's happened, to spread the word again and get local politicians are there for a reason. You know, get your local politicians to explain this to you and to object to it and find out, to inform the population, as is their job, about infrastructure projects like this, and how they're going to impact on people's livelihoods.
Precisely. And Joe, you are a part of the Reclaim Fine Gael Alliance. Is this a group that was set up specifically to oppose this plant, or is there more targeted aims with this group?
This group was set up really to just keep an eye on projects in Fine Gael. And I came on board when this project was announced, and became Fine Gael Alliance are very much against this project. Like most of the Fine Gael Alliance group, but mainly are from North County area, Skerries, Rush, Lusk, that sort of area, where the other two sites were planned for. And so they are very much against this project being anywhere. Fine Gael Alliance are against it being anywhere in North County, Dublin City, anywhere, because they're against the whole concept of the large sewage plant. And they reckon, smaller sewage treatment plants is the way to go, and less risk to the environment. And that it seems to be an avenue that Fine Gael County Council haven't checked out properly. They seem to be just like most engineering projects; they just like to go make the thing as big as possible, and without consideration of solving the problem differently. They just bulldoze straight into this big, huge plan. And 18 up to 19 million has been spent on this project already so far, with consultation reports and whatever, you know. So there's a lot of our money already being pumped into this. And these things people don't realise.
And of course, like, I mean, when you're mentioning, you know, 18, 19 million, you're using terms like consideration, engineers, all this kind of stuff. There's also another group that you're part of, which is your own family, the Jones family, whose land this is actually taking place on. I mean, what kind of effect has this had on kind of your family and their attitudes towards it and their livelihood?
It's been very upsetting. Like, I mean, my parents have lived here on the farm for 50 years. I built a house here in 2007. My sister has built a house on the farm, so 2 years later. So we're very much, we've put our roots down here. We're here to stay, you know, and we didn't know this was obviously going to happen and land on top of us. So it's there's no good results for us. Once they've decided to come and use our land, no matter what happens from here, there's no option of a good result for us from it. So yeah, it's very disappointing that can happen, you know.
It must feel like you know, kind of David and Goliath, kind of a battle, because, you know, you're trying to face a huge amount of money and power, and I mean, legal battles would absolutely cripple you.
Oh yeah, sure. I'd be very careful. We've been very careful here how we approach this and how we spend when we don't really have an awful lot of on solicitors and stuff. We can't throw bucket loads of money at an argument against these people that have an infinite amount of money behind them. So you have to be very careful what we do and what we don't do, how we battle them, you know. It's a difficult one. It's a tricky one.
So, of course, you're urging as many and all members of the public to come along to Northside Civic Centre here on the 21st of January, and also to Balzoyle Library on the 22nd of January. That's a Tuesday and a Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days for any questions. They will actually be meeting members of the team that are actually working on putting together this proposals from the County Council.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I mean, I'd say it's up to people to be get themselves informed, find out exactly what this project is, and get in there and ask that team the hard questions and see what you think of the answers that they come out with, you know. And also, look, it's I'm just one person, but there's hundreds of thousands of people that live in this locality. Mm-hmm. It's up to them all to object, to protect their own future livelihood, you know. I mean, not just livelihoods, I mean their standard of living. You know, now is the time to object or find out about it at least, and then make your own mind.
Hello.
And Joe, will you yourself be at the information days as well?
No. I've been at all these meetings with Finger County Council at the moment, and just in a permanent battle with them. They're trying to come in and do more digs on the farm here that I can't let them do, so I'm just constantly in contact with them. I have enough of them, to be honest with you, without going meeting them again.
Fair enough, Joe. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning, and best of luck, and I do hope that it does work out for your family and for the farm, because I mean it's the kind of the horror story that no family ever wants to face, so best of luck with that.
Okay, thanks very much.